You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Could one of the most powerful people in the state capitol be leaving office? Stuart J. Wattles reports.
The longest-serving speaker of the state assembly is thinking about stepping down next year. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN 12's Upfront program he hasn't decided yet but is weighing his options. He said it's not the first time he's thought about quitting, but he says past challenges kept him going. In the interview, Voss did say he expects Republicans to keep control of the Assembly. He said he's looking forward to working with whomever becomes the new governor. He says he'll make a decision in January.
And Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill into law that cracks down on misusing artificial intelligence. Wisconsin Act 34 is a bipartisan measure that targets the use of AI to create or share explicit photos of someone without their consent, specifically photos that aren't even real. They can be used as a form of revenge porn, which the state already has laws against. Adding AI to the statute specifically adds new protections as more and more deepfakes show up online. It used to be really easy to tell when somebody's face was edited into a photo, but that's only gotten harder. The law specifically defines synthetic intimate representation and prohibits posting AI with the intent to harass or intimidate someone. Supporters say it's about protecting privacy in a digital world. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers are again focusing on free speech on college campuses. They're proposing a bill that would punish universities if they violate free speech rights. Schools could face lawsuits, tuition freezes, and would even have to note violations on admissions documents. The plan also calls for First Amendment training and surveys about political bias every 2 years. Similar bills are being considered in 19 states. Dane County is putting more than $25 million into new affordable housing projects. County Executive Melissa Agard's office announced that 6 projects are currently being chosen through the county's Affordable Housing Development Fund. That money will go toward building nearly 500 units of affordable housing. Those units will be designated for seniors, people who make certain amounts below the community median income, and people experiencing homelessness. Most of those units will be in Madison, but there will be a building of 80 units in Fitchburg and a building of 40 in Mount Horeb. This money helps jumpstart the process for builders. The Dane County Board will now have to approve resolutions for each individual project. Meanwhile, the median home price here in Wisconsin right now is almost $340,000. That's more than 5% growth over the same time last year. But as is typical, that number is much higher here in Dane County. The median home price here as of August is $460,000. Data from the Wisconsin Realtors Association shows the average Dane County home is on the market for 79 days before it sells, and there are fewer homes sold this year than the same time last year. According to their report, the Federal Reserve is worried about a recession and will likely keep cutting interest rates. They say that may lead to lower mortgage rates for buyers this winter. Meanwhile, if you want to buy your first home but you're not sure where to start, there's a free class this weekend that could help. The Home Buyer Education Workshop is this Saturday. They'll cover things like how to apply for a mortgage, finding what your budget should be, and what kind of assistance programs are out there. The class is free. It's at Village Mall on Park Street on Saturday, but today is your final chance to sign up. Look for the Home Buyers Roundtable, and you'll be able to find a link to register. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of 5 series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look Contreras how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3-run homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3-run homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two new releases cracked the top five at the box office over the weekend. Taylor Swift had the number one album in the country after the official release party of A Showgirl dropped on October 3rd. She also has the number one film in America with her 89-minute feature-length film, Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of A Showgirl. The other film debuting was a bit of a disappointment numbers-wise. Despite getting a rousing standing ovation that lasted several minutes at the Cannes Film Festival, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Smashing Machine was a bit of a box office dud, opening with just $6 million. The former wrestler got lots of praise for his performance. Maybe it will have legs. Paul Thomas Anderson's critically acclaimed One Battle After Another slipped to number two in its second week after opening number one. The film brought in a little over $11 million for a drop-off of less than 50%, which is impressive. Don't be surprised if opening number one next week is a video of Taylor Swift just doing household chores. Even though she said no to performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, Taylor Swift is on top again as her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, dropped on October 3rd and went right to number one. If that weren't enough, Swift also has the number one movie in America with her 89-minute video celebrating the release of her new album called Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. Saturday Night Live Season 51 kicked off this past weekend and pulled no punches in going after the president after Trump's stunt last week in front of over 800 military higher-ups, which included a lecture about facial hair and maintaining a reasonable weight. During the skit, James Austin Johnson, who played Donald Trump, told those in the sketch not to go too far or they would face consequences. They went pretty far. It's worth a Google. When Entertainment Weekly asked the White House for a statement, spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said she had more entertaining things to do, like watching paint dry. Or maybe something even less exciting, like a president's speech to military generals. It's been said that nothing good happens after midnight, even when something might seem harmless, like doing wind sprints behind a bar at 12:30 a.m. Former Jets quarterback and Fox News analyst Mark Sanchez was doing just that after several drinks, apparently, early Saturday morning. It led to a physical altercation with a much older man, which is still under investigation. It was first reported that Sanchez was in critical condition with stab wounds, but now it's come out that he might have been the instigator of the incident that involved a 69-year-old grease truck driver. According to security tapes, both men, despite getting physical, were trying to record each other with their phones. Authorities say Sanchez body slammed the man to the ground and beat him up a bit before being stabbed two or three times, at which point Sanchez ran off. Mark Sanchez was arrested while recovering in the hospital, but has since been released. More details are sure to follow with this strange incident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally, a stretch of some crisp fall weather for today. Increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear and chilly, lows in the mid to upper 30s. On Wednesday, some frost possible early, otherwise sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 51.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.